Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for spring 2019 and is presented to you by readers Bev, Jenny and Joyce, and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. Topics in this issue include Join Our Garden Waste Scheme, Work Underway on New Football Hub, Sporting Heroes Recognised, The Point and the Bury Theatre, Schools to Raise Hog Awareness, and Local Area News. Now here is Bev with the first item.
Council provides new route to home ownership. Home ownership has become out of reach for many local people as property prices have soared in the last 20 years. Now, Eastleigh Borough Council is launching a new route to home ownership that helps privately renting tenants bridge the affordability gap. We are set to launch an innovative rent-to-own scheme through our housing company, Aspect Building Communities Limited, whose members also include Vivid Homes and Radian. Having already provided tenants with the security of renting their home for life, we are now going one stage further by enabling tenants to afford to buy a property quicker than would be achievable if renting from a private landlord. The route to home ownership encourages tenants to be responsible for the maintenance of their property, and as such, there is a cost saving to the housing provider. This saving can be claimed by the tenant for a deposit to purchase their property after 5 years. When the scheme is rolled out at Woodside Avenue and North Stoneham Park, Eastleigh and Kestrel Park, Burslesdon, tenants in a market rented property through Aspect will be offered the opportunity to join the scheme where relevant conditions are met, but it is likely to be open to all people who are looking to rent a property. The main benefits include a proportion of the repairs and maintenance costs are reimbursed at the point of purchasing the property. Tenants feel their rent is not dead money and they know their property will eventually be theirs to own. Knowing an amount will be reimbursed by their landlord on top of their original rental deposit is an extra motivation to save for a mortgage deposit. And the security of a council and housing association backed scheme. Council leader Councillor Keith House said, "We're committed to providing affordable homes for people in the borough and ensuring a range of options are in place to meet the needs of local people. This is a groundbreaking and innovative scheme, helping local people into home ownership. For more details, contact 0800 652 0898 or email customer@vividhomes.co.uk.
Greener Borough, Park and Stride for Hedge End. The Council's purchase of the former Budgeon supermarket site in Hedge End has opened up the car park for shoppers in the town and given local schools an assembly point to park and stride. Councillor Cynthia Garton, Chair of the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, joined Shamblehurst and Wildern school children to relaunch the park and stride scheme. She met the pupils and their parents and walked to school with them to promote the environmental, health and well-being benefits of Park and Stride. The car park is open to all residents and visitors to Hedge End. It's free to use and open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Options for the future development of the site are currently being considered. Choosing walking or cycling has just got easier. Go Jauntly is a walking app that can be downloaded to your phone and is brimming with ideas for walks in your local area or further afield. The app features over 700 walks across the UK. And if you know of a walk in your local area that isn't yet featured, you can upload your walk directly to it for others to enjoy too. Eastleigh Borough Council have teamed up with My Journey Hampshire and Southampton City Council to encourage people to move in March. Choosing walking or cycling, why not join in lovetoride.net? Over Your Car has many benefits, including both physical and mental well-being, whilst also improving air quality, reducing congestion, and making happier, healthier travel choices.
Sign up for free pollution alerts. Residents are being encouraged to sign up to the Council's free air alert service to keep updated with information about the borough's air quality. The system, designed for people affected by asthma, other respiratory illnesses and heart conditions, sends free text, voicemail, email and web alerts when air quality is predicted to be poor. The information includes the level of air pollution, whether it is moderate, high or very high, the type of pollution and the area where the pollution is of most concern. Users can receive alerts for different locations, with messages being sent in advance of expected rises in air pollution. Cabinet Member for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "We monitor air quality to inform our ongoing commitment to tackling climate change and working with the community to create a greener, healthier and more prosperous environment. If people are concerned with air quality, the free service will help them make better, more informed decisions about where and whether to go outdoors. I would encourage anyone who suffers with respiratory problems or takes an interest in air pollution to try it out." For more information, visit website airalert.info, call 01273 484 337 or download the Air Alert app. Keep rats away. Mild winters can lead to an increase in the number of rats, especially around ponds, lakes, and other areas where food is put out for bird and other wildlife. Residents are being reminded not to scatter food on the ground when they visit our country parks or nature reserves, and to use bird feeders rather than a bird table in their gardens. Regularly removing any food that falls from feeders is also good practice. Rats are constantly on the lookout for food and shelter, so make sure your house, business premises or outbuildings are in good repair. A rat can access to your property through a gap as small as 15 millimetres. Keep gardens and backyards tidy and cut back overgrown areas to deter nesting. Ensure that all food waste is placed in your brown food waste bin. You can find the Council's guide to discouraging rats at website eastleigh.gov.uk/rats.
Waste and recycling. Save time and money. Join our garden waste collection scheme. Thousands of borough residents are saving time and money by joining our popular garden waste scheme, and so could you. This year's scheme starts on 1st of April, so sign up now and let us dispose of your garden waste. Over 18,000 households are already members of one of the fastest growing wheeled bin services in the county, benefiting from the convenience of having their garden waste collected every fortnight from their curbside. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. The cost of a bin is only £38 for the year. That's around £1.50 per collection. Cabinet Lead for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Carl, said, "This is a really popular scheme with thousands of households in the borough as it saves so much time and is really convenient. It also helps to keep your vehicle cleaner and all the garden waste collected is recycled." The benefits include saves you time and is more convenient, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more queuing at your local tip, wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. To find out how you can join our garden waste service, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste or call 02380 688 440. Your food waste is recycled into energy to power our homes. Recycle all your food waste to power our local community. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/food waste.
Have you thought about a dropped curb? A dropped curb is a great way of ensuring 24-hour access to your property for your vehicles, as it prevents other road users from blocking the entrance. We can install dropped curbs and paint H-bar access markings on the road for both residents and businesses in Eastleigh Borough. Hampshire County Council is the highways authority, and we can help you make an application to them for a dropped curb and obtain the required Section 171 licence to excavate the highway, as well as carry out the work at very competitive rates. Our team has wide experience of installing drop curbs across the borough, and we provide a fast, high-quality service with no hidden extra costs. H-bar access markings indicate the part of the roadway that should be kept clear of waiting vehicles to allow access to off-street premises or a private drive. The markings also indicate a convenient crossing place for pedestrians. In Eastleigh Borough, we issue a penalty charge notice to vehicles found parking across a dropped curb. For further information or to arrange a quotation, please email us at construction and maintenance, and that's all one word, construction and maintenance at eastleigh.gov.uk, or phone us on 023 8068 8000.
Planning. Work underway on new football hub. Construction of the new Stoneham Lane football hub is well underway. The 8 changing room clubhouse is on site and fit out has begun. The 3G pitches will soon begin to take shape, with the foundations and base in place, ready for the 3G turf to be laid. Once complete, the disappointment of cancelled games due to the weather will be a thing of the past for over 100 local junior football teams. The new hub is scheduled to open in autumn 2019. For more information and images of progress on site, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/Stoneham Hub. All one word, Stoneham Hub. New Country Park at Burselden named. The new country park that will be part of the former Burselden car boot site will be called Windover Meadows. The new parkland area will be 10.5 hectares in size and include a mix of public open space, play areas, natural footpaths and improvements to existing public rights of way. The existing grass fields will be managed and planted to improve the habitat for wildlife, with mown paths offering a variety of walking routes featuring specimen trees and benches. Some existing trees and hedgerows will be kept to provide a network of green links around the perimeter of the site. A natural play trail will also be located along the edge of the open space. The Windover Meadows site will help secure the green gap between Burselden and Southampton. Chair of Burselden, Hamble Le Rais and Hound Local Area Committee, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "The name Windover Meadows reflects the nature of the site and the link to the nearby Windover roundabout. This exciting scheme to provide a new country park has been made possible by the council's investment in the site that secures the green gap for local people and will also provide a mix of new homes for sale, private rent and affordable rent, aiming to meet local housing needs. A key element is a new road that will access the development and the Taylor Wimpey housing site from Burselden Road. This will mean that residents will only use this new road and not Hamble Lane to access the site. The new spine road is now built and is waiting the completion of a new junction with Burselden Road this spring.
Local centre for North Stoneham Park. A planning application for a new local centre on North Stoneham Park, Chestnut Avenue, has been submitted. If approved at the Eastleigh Local Area Committee meeting in March, the new centre will consist of four major buildings that will be linked by a large new feature park. It will include a two-storey gateway building with provision for small retail units, a cafe and a gym. It will be sited in the southeast corner of the development, adjacent to Stoneham Lane and opposite the Concord Club. There will also be 26 flats for older people close to the local centre, including a residence lounge, reception, mobility scooter store, a garden for residents and car parking spaces. Positioned behind the residence building will be a two-storey building providing a community centre, nursery and a large external play area. There are also plans to develop a four-storey office building which will have 105 parking spaces, including five disabled bays. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "North Stoneham will become a major, thriving local community, and the first new residents have already moved in. The local centre will be a focal point for this new community of 1,100 new homes and is next to the new school that has just received planning permission. This is a really good application, and the council is working closely with Highwood and Vivid, who are leading on the North Stoneham site. A new cycleway footpath will also link to nearby Lakeside Country Park."
Health and well-being. Sporting heroes recognised. The superb sporting achievements of talented local people were recognised at the 9th Annual Eastleigh Sports Awards, held in the prestigious ballroom at the 4-star Hilton Hotel at the Aegeus Bowl. The ceremony provided the opportunity to celebrate individual excellence and team achievement, as well as recognising those people who work tirelessly behind the scenes to support local talent and provide opportunities for local people to lead an active lifestyle. The awards evening, organised by Eastleigh's Sport and Physical Activity Alliance, SPAA, was compared by former Hampshire cricketer and BBC Radio Solent presenter Kevin James with ex-saint Francis Benali, the Alliance's official ambassador, as guest speaker. It was attended by the Minister of Sport, Mims Davies, MP. Lou Gittens, chair of Eastleigh SPAA, said, "It's great to celebrate such a wide range of sporting talent in the borough. We have so many talented sports people together with so many superb volunteers, officials and coaches. Without them, we would not be able to produce such fantastic stars." There was also a special recognition award for Olympic gold medalist Danny Rowe, MBE, formerly King, from Hamble, following her recent retirement from the sport. The winners of the Eastleigh Sports Awards 2018 are Junior Sportsperson, Taylor Bevan for boxing. Senior Sportsperson, Kelly Sim, gymnastics. Senior Disability Sportsperson, David Smith, MBE, boccia. Junior Disability Sportsperson, Jenna Maunder, multiple sports. Sports Team of the Year, Team Solent Kestrels U14 Boys, basketball. Volunteer of the Year, Mike Jarvie, triathlon. Coach of the Year, two awards, Luke Hampton for football and Keith Richardson for gymnastics. Official of the Year, Yasmin Lavery Stammers, trampolining. Sports Club of the Year, Ravens Netball Club. Outstanding personal achievement, Maisie Stocks Cycling. Service to Sport, Susan Perrin, Disability Sport. Project of the Year, Handball Walking Netball. Secondary School of the Year, the Toynbee School. Primary School of the Year, Free Grounds Junior School. And a special recognition award to Danny Rowe, MBE. The website for this is eastleigh.gov.uk/sportsawards.
How getting active helped a breast cancer patient reclaim her life. When Vicky Dennis was diagnosed with an aggressive breast cancer and underwent chemotherapy, surgery and radiotherapy, her life was turned upside down. Her health, mental and physical well-being crumbled. Unable to return to work, the once active 47-year-old was at an all-time low. An advert for walking netball at Hamble Sports Centre was the lifeline she needed. Despite her concerns, Vicky went along to her first session. Almost a year on, and Vicky feels like her old self, the woman she was before cancer. Her fitness levels have improved and she has regained her confidence. Inspired by the positive impact sport has had on her recovery, Vicky has now trained with the support of Eastleigh Borough Council's Sport Works programme to become a walking netball host. She hopes to encourage other people going through a similar experience to take that first step towards a new chapter in their life. Speaking about her experience, Vicky says, "I was so ill through my cancer treatment, I couldn't do anything. I knew high-impact sport was not an option, so when I saw an ad for walking netball sessions, I decided to give it a go. When I put on the bib and started to play, I felt like me again. I wasn't this survivor of cancer. I was Vicky." I would encourage anyone who is going through a similar experience to not dismiss the idea of getting involved in a sport or activity. It can be a daunting prospect, but there is an activity for somebody at any level or sport or injury that you can do. As part of Eastleigh Borough Council's This Girl Can Eastleigh programme, Vicky now hosts a walking netball session on Tuesday evenings at Wilden Leisure Centre in Hedge End from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sessions are £4, pay as you go. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/thisgirlcan.
Your community celebrating 16 years of service. Professor Sri Kandir is stepping down from his voluntary role as Chair of Trustees at One Community at the end of March after 16 years. One Community is an Eastleigh-based charity providing services and support to people wishing to live independent lives throughout the borough. It provides a range of information, support and care services, group transport and door-to-door transport, together with volunteering opportunities that all help people live more independent lives. Sri's experience and skills, combined with his leadership, commitment and enthusiasm, have guided One Community over this time and have helped to ensure that thousands of people in communities across the borough have benefited from a range of important services. In particular, it included the celebration of its 40th anniversary in 2018, along with being chosen for the Queen's Award in the same year. Nominate a young volunteering hero. Do you know a young person who goes out of their way to help others and put something back into the community? If so, nominations for the Mayor of Eastleigh's Youth Awards for volunteering are now open. The initiative celebrates the work of young volunteers in the borough and is supported by the Lions Club of Eastleigh and One Community. Volunteering could include helping older people, being a carer, being active in a group like the Scouts or Guides, helping out at school, or fundraising for good causes. Young people aged between 11 and 18 can be nominated for either a silver or gold award. The silver award is for at least 50 hours of volunteering over the previous 12 months, while the gold award is for at least 100 hours over the previous 12 months. To qualify, the young person must live in Eastleigh Borough, or the activity they are being nominated for must take place in the borough. Their parents or carers must be aware of the nomination. To find out more and download a nomination form, please visit the website number one, it's onecommunity.org.uk/youth-awards-2019. The closing date for nominations is the 26th of April 2019.
Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent MOT testing service? We don't undertake repairs. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. But we offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. Book at website eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking, Eastleigh Borough Council Hedge End Depot, Botley Road, Hedge End, Southampton, SO302RA. The point. In 2019, we are set to undergo a transformation project, creating an exciting studio theatre space for young people and an accessible, welcoming building for all. We will reveal what's happening in our spaces with film, light and movement, digitally streaming beautiful online content to fire the imagination and bringing the inside outside. We invite you to be part of the process to make this building a space for dream, play and to be moved in. To find out more, visit website The Point Eastleigh, that's all one word, thepointeastleigh.co.uk/yourpoint.
Your Council, preparing the borough for Brexit. The Council is helping the borough prepare for Brexit. The planned exit from the European Union will impact many aspects of life for our residents and businesses. We have been working with local councils across the South East and with partner organisations to help ensure as smooth a transition to life outside the EU as possible. Measures we are putting in place include workshops to help business leaders understand what Brexit might mean for them and their sector, and the support available, including government advice. Pointing borough residents who are non-UK EU nationals to advice and support. Applications to apply for settled status open on the 30th of March 2019 and close on the 30th of June 2021. Visit website gov.uk/EU-settled status. Understanding the impact of Brexit in areas like benefits, debt management and housing. Preparing for possible shortages of food, medicines and other vital items. Putting plans in place for effects of Brexit on roads and other transport infrastructure. Making sure that measures are in place to tackle hate crime, including the borough's reporting centres or civil unrest. The council needs to be prepared to administer a second referendum, a snap general election, or even European parliamentary elections if there is an extension to Article 50 or no Brexit. The October meeting of the full council agreed a motion calling for the British people to be given a vote on whatever deal the government ends up negotiating, along with the opportunity to vote on keeping the many benefits Britons enjoy by staying in the European Union.
A new inspector appointed to consider local plan. A new planning inspector has been appointed to conduct the examination to determine whether the Eastleigh Borough local plan is sound. Due to the previously arranged work commitments of the originally appointed inspector, Mike Hayden, BSc Honours, DIP, TP, BRTPI, the Secretary of State has appointed Krista Masters, MA Honours, MRTPI, to conduct the examination. The inspector is currently appraising the local plan and representations that were submitted. The next stage is for the inspector to outline the programme for the examination process, including the public hearings. An independent local plan programme officer, Louise St John Howe, has been appointed to help the inspector with the examination process. For further information, contact her on 07789 486 419 or email louise@poservices.co.uk. To keep up to date with the examination process, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/LP examination. Community Governance Review. The Council recently carried a Community Governance Review, CGR, on the most local level of decision-making carried out by parish and town councils in Eastleigh Borough. This is to ensure that current arrangements, including council boundaries and the number of councillors in each area, are working effectively and continue to reflect local communities as they grow and change over time. A number of the parish council boundaries within the borough have changed following the CGR in the Bishopstoke, Burslesdon, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, Hamble, Hedge End, Hound and West End parish areas, warding arrangements and the number of parish councillors to be elected for each area will change with effect from Monday the 1st of April. Albrook and North Boyett, Botley and Charnas Ford parish council boundaries have remained unchanged. In a small number of cases, these changes may mean that your property now falls within a different parish or town council area, and you will be entitled to vote in this new area. The polling station where you vote may also change, so it is important to check your polling card before an election to make sure you are voting at the right place. The changes do not affect postal addresses or school catchment areas. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CGR.
Your vote matters. On the 2nd of May 2019, there will be borough elections for all areas except Botley, and if contested, parish and town council's elections for Burslesdon, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, Hedge End, Hound and West End. Poll cards will be issued to every registered eligible person between the 26th of March and the 7th of April 2019. Please check the details on your poll card, which will tell you what area you will be voting for and where your polling station is. To ensure you are able to vote in these elections, you must be registered on the electoral register by Friday the 12th of April. If you are already registered at your address, you do not need to re-register. You can check if you are registered by calling 023 8068 8000 or emailing elections@eastleigh.gov.uk. To find out more information about the election, please visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/information for voters.
Spring at the Point, Eastleigh. Put a spring in your step with a host of homegrown and internationally acclaimed theatre, dance, comedy and family events. The venue's seven dance companies present their spectacular end-of-term showcase on the 3rd of April, featuring pieces inspired by Shakespeare. The Bard's work is also reimagined in Shakespeare in the Garden on the 6th of April by the Point Youth Theatre. Both events form part of the theatre's Spring into Shakespeare project, supported by local company Bathrooms by Unique. Point at Home artists Jolie Vian blend a dynamic mix of hand-to-hand acrobatics and athletic dance to explore the universal theme of breath in, inhale, /exhale, on the 16th of May. Accessible Cinema returns with a screening of Disney classic Lady and the Tramp on the 16th of April, set in a tailored and relaxed environment designed for people with dementia and learning or physical disabilities. Comedy fans are in for a treat. Point favourite Mark Thomas questions the state of the NHS in Checkup, Our NHS at 70, on the 5th of April. And rising star Jess Robinson takes audiences on a dizzying journey through hilarious improvised musical impressions in No Filter on the 18th of April. There's plenty of fun for local families. Magic and mayhem from the unmissable Morgan and West in More Magic for Kids on the 6th of April. The chance to enrol in Sunday Circus School, the 7th and 14th of April. And timeless classic, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, the 7th and 8th of June, will delight children and their families. For something a little different, enjoy an evening of decadence as the venue hosts a delicious mixology of live music and especially selected gins in their gin parlour on the 27th of April. For further information and to book tickets, visit website thepointeastleigh.co.uk or phone the box office on 02380652333.
Spring at the Bury Theatre. Magic is in the air this spring at the Bury Theatre with another fabulous lineup of family theatre, comedy and film. During the Easter holidays, families can enjoy conjuring tricks and illusions in Morgan and West's utterly spiffing spectacular magic show for kids and childish grown-ups. That's on the 16th of April. And following his sell-out success in 2018, acclaimed children's book illustrator Nick Sharratt is back with his Right Royal Draw-Along, 20th of April. Bring pencils and paper and expect plenty of chances to join in. Just a Minute radio show regular Giles Brandreth delivers an evening of wit, wisdom, high drama, low comedy and hilarious name-dropping in Break a Leg on the 4th of May. More laughs come along in June as the venue welcomes rising stars on the comedy circuit, Mark Simmons and Matt Rees, on the 6th of June, before they hit the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Join the Bury Youth Theatre's adventure through twisting twines and terrific trees in their reimagining of the Jungle Book, 12th and 13th of April. Prepare for beautiful visuals and a moving score as they invite you into the jungle. Don't forget the theatre also serves as your local cinema, screening all the top films that you missed the first time round and live screen broadcasts from some of the country's top theatres, all at affordable prices. For further information and to book tickets, visit website, one word, theburytheatre.co.uk or phone the box office on 02380 652 33.
What's on?
Eastleigh Town Centre. A feast of events for 2019. There's an exciting programme of events that will make Eastleigh Town Centre a must-visit destination in 2019. So get the following dates in your diaries now. Confirmed events include Young Enterprise Market on Saturday the 23rd of March. Students from local schools and colleges participating in the Young Enterprise course will showcase their entrepreneurial skills and experience selling in a real-life retail environment alongside experienced traders on Eastleigh Market. Facebook, Eastleigh Market, Twitter, at Market Eastleigh, and website eastleigh.gov.uk/market. Community Lunch, Tuesday the 16th of April, Lee Road Precinct. Come and join the Eastleigh Asian Welfare and Cultural Association and the Eastleigh Gurkha Nepalese Association for a free lunch from 12 noon to 2 p.m. The Point Summer Social. The programme kicks off with Eastleigh Unwrapped on Saturday the 22nd of June and runs for 6 weeks with Thursday evenings dedicated to the sounds of summer DJ, bar and barbecue. Friday evenings are garden sessions with live music, Saturdays are family days and Sundays are wellness days with yoga. More details will be published on the Point's website. The Point Eastleigh, that's all one word, thepointeastleigh.co.uk. Eastleigh Unwrapped, Saturday the 22nd of June. The free annual outdoor festival will fill the town centre with street circus, aerial theatre and stunning interactive performances, all to a live music soundtrack. The Sorting Office Summer Open Studios, Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd of June. The town's artist and designer maker studios will showcase artworks, design and craft made locally, with demonstrations and lots to see, do and buy.
The Eastleigh Chili Fiesta, Saturday the 13th of July. Lee Road Recreation Ground. Summer gets even hotter with the arrival of the Eastleigh Chili Festival, featuring the best in chili-based food and drink, live music and the notorious chili eating contest. Stalls will offer sizzling sauces, chili jams, curries and even chili beer. Admission is free. Eastleigh Mela, Sunday the 21st of July, Lee Road Recreation Ground. A celebration of the borough's Asian and other cultures with traditional music, dance and mouth-watering cuisine. The event is organised by the Eastleigh Asian Welfare and Cultural Association. Website awca-eastleigh.org.uk. European Aerial Dance Festival, Monday the 5th to Friday the 17th of August. The Point hosts the 10th Annual European Aerial Dance Festival, EADF, a world-class training event that offers aerialists of all levels the opportunity to learn new skills in professional workshops. A Day at the Beach, throughout August. Marketplace. Combine a day at the seaside with a visit to the town centre shops and restaurants as the Eastleigh BID once again bring the beach to the town centre with real sand, deck chairs, ice cream and entertainment, creating an authentic holiday atmosphere. The kids will love it.
Craft workshops. Learn a traditional art or craft inspired by nature. Itchen Valley Country Park is hosting a series of craft workshops where you can try something different and learn a new skill. Whether it's making charming ornaments for your garden, weaving baskets from natural materials, or creating beautiful art inspired by the natural world, an experienced trainer will be there to guide you through the technique. 22nd of March, 10 to 1, Willow Obelisk Planters. £35. Again on the 22nd of March between 2 and 5, Willow Dragonflies, £35. You can book onto both the foregoing half-day workshops for £65. 26th of March, 10:30 a.m. to 1, Spring Herbs, £25. 3rd of May, 10:30 to 12:30, The Art of Paper Cutting, £25. On the 18th of June, 10:30 to 4, Summer Colours in Collage, £60 and lunch is included. 15th of July, 10:30 to 5 p.m, Willow Frame Basket Making, £60 and lunch is also included. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP or call 02380 683790 to book. Handmade Craft Fair. Applications are open for our first handmade craft fair. Artists and craftspeople are invited to join us on a day of celebrating local skills and talent at Itchen Valley Country Park. Sunday, 19th of May 2019, 10:30 to 4 p.m. There are two hire options. The first one is a table in our Kingfisher barn. It's £20, tables and chairs provided. The second option, outdoor space, 3 metres by 3 metres, is £40. Please bring your own table and chairs and gazebo. To apply, please send contact details, hire option and examples of your work to ivcp@eastleigh.gov.uk. The deadline for applications is 31st of March 2019.
Economy. Business update. Eastleigh's business sector is booming with new openings in the town centre and further afield, established names celebrating significant landmarks. New additions to town centre. A new wine bar on the site of JKS opened in time for the Christmas run-up and offers a unique alpine-themed experience. The chalet describes itself as a retreat with an après-ski mountain vibe, where you can kick back, relax, and take time out to enjoy the good things in life. Meanwhile, the Swan Centre end of the High Street saw the autumn opening of Rooster's Piri Piri, offering affordable global street food that is fresh grilled and healthy to the widest possible audience. Ahmad Tea. Did you know that one of the world's top five tea brands is based in the borough of Eastleigh? Ahmad Tea is a family-run, multiple award-winning tea brand with three generations of blending and tasting expertise. Founded on a passion for creating the finest teas from around the world whilst helping those in greatest need, Ahmad Tea has a strong commitment to corporate social responsibility, with 15% of profits going back to charitable causes each year. Now a global business that can be found in 80 different countries around the world, Ahmad Tea employs 25 tea tasters to ensure quality standards are continuously met, and they have won 20 Great Taste Awards to date. The company's Chandler's Ford headquarters is home to a tasting room and even a tea museum that provides a lively and useful excursion for local schoolchildren studying history or geography. New Art Gallery for Chandler's Ford. A new art gallery has opened in Hiltingbury Road, Chandler's Ford, appropriately next to a picture framing shop. Frith Dimension, run by South Africa-born artist Frith Johnson, is a showcase for her paintings and sculptures, many of which draw their inspiration from nature and the animal world. She has moved her studio there from Winchester. Frith is looking for other artists who might also like to exhibit there.
Big-hearted businesses praised. The council has been informed about big-hearted Eastleigh businesses who are supporting good causes in the area. The Hedge End-based Philippines Community Fund contacted Councillor Tina Campbell, praising Ready Steady Store in Eastleigh, who gave the charity half-price storage and allowed them to put their 40-foot container to be loaded with aid relief for the Philippines on their forecourt. And residents of Charlotte Lodge in Eastleigh want to express their thanks to Sandra's Fish and Chips in Chamberlain Road, which delivers fish suppers to the older people living at the complex. If you know a business in the borough that is putting something back into the community, please contact Economic Development at eastleigh.gov.uk. Autism Friendly Swan Centre. The Swan Centre in Eastleigh Town Centre has been awarded an autism-friendly accreditation from the National Autistic Society, NAS, in recognition of work to make shopping more accessible for people with autism spectrum conditions. Working with NAS, the shopping centre has spearheaded a number of other initiatives, including Sensory Sundays, when the centre becomes a calmer and quieter place, providing sensory visual guides and offering alert cards. NAS also helps train all staff to raise awareness of how to support people with autism. We'll be featuring the best in the borough's businesses on our website, eastleigh.gov.uk/made in Eastleigh.
Become a disability confident employer. One area vital to local businesses and the borough's economy is finding the right people. More than 7 million people of working age in the UK have a disability or a long-term health condition, and this group can offer the skills and expertise needed to help companies grow. That's why organisations like the Council are backing Disability Confident, the national initiative to encourage employers to think in a different way about disability. It has been developed and designed by employers and disabled people to recognise businesses that are actively inclusive in their recruitment. Becoming a disability confident employer means companies can make the most of the talents disabled employees can bring to your business and help raise the profile of disabled workers within the business community. For more information about becoming disability confident, please visit website gov.uk/disability-confident or speak to your local employer advisors at Eastleigh Job Centre. Paul Lohman, email paul.lohman@dwp.gsi.gov.uk or phone 02380 538828 or contact Peter Moore. Email peter.moore@dwp.gsi.gov.uk or phone 02380 538872. New club will help Eastleigh job seekers find work. A new job club in Eastleigh is giving job seekers a better chance of finding work. The RCS Job Club, supported by the Council, runs two sessions at the town's Learning Centre, giving people looking for work or a career change one-to-one support in learning new skills and strategies for the job hunting process. Tuesdays, 9:30 to 3:30, Job Club includes CV writing, applying for jobs online and interview preparation. Wednesdays, 9:30 to 2:30, Apply Yourself includes confidence building, IT skills, interview skills, CV writing and cover letters. The RCS Job Club can be found at the Learning Centre, the Cableworks Eastleigh, 14 Ainling Close, Eastleigh, SO509PX. For more information, visit website rcsservices.org.uk, email inquiries rcs123@gmail.com or phone 01264 359 223.
Country Parks. Schools to raise hog awareness. Following the success of last year's Itchen Valley Country Park Is Your Garden Hog Happy campaign, hashtag Hog Happy Garden, local primary and junior school children are being encouraged to get creative. Taking inspiration from Hedgehog Street's top 10 tips, year 5 and 6 pupils have the chance to create a poster to promote hedgehog awareness and safety across 3 season-based categories, spring, summer and autumn. The poster finalists will be on display from the beginning of Hedgehog Awareness Week, from the 5th to the 11th of May, until the end of May, and visitors to the country park will be able to vote for their favourite one in each category. The winning posters will be downloadable as part of the hashtag Hog Happy Garden campaign, and prizes will be provided by the Country Park and the New Forest Wildlife Park. Lakeside Cycleway Extension. A new 180-metre-long shared path for pedestrians and cyclists between Ambassador Walk on the north side of Lakeside Country Park and Stoneham Lane has been completed. The funding was provided by the Eastleigh Local Area Committee for contributions made by developers of local housing developments for improvements in the community. This extension has been constructed of self-binding hard gravel and includes two new bridges that have been built over the Monk's Brook and adjacent floodplain, allowing use all year round. The cycleway will not open until later this year, following the installation of safe crossings on Stoneham Lane and a pedestrian refuge.
Your local area, Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Fallen tree becomes bench. The 70-foot pine tree in Fair Oak Cemetery that fell into the grounds of Wyvern College last year has taken on a new life. A section of the tree has been turned into a bench and gifted to the school, thanks to the Parish Council grant. New bins for litter and dog waste. The Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee is helping to keep the area tidy by investing £7,000 in new dual-use bins across the area. The bins are suitable for litter and are somewhere that responsible dog owners can put their bags of dog waste. Play area improved. Almost £35,000 has been allocated to upgrade the Upper Barn Copse play area in Fair Oak. The money, which comes from developers' contributions, will also go towards the management plan for the copse, which is an ancient woodland site largely replanted in the 1950s and 60s. It is a popular beauty spot for local residents. Fair Oak Parish Council is seeking community views, this time for a new play area at the nearby Crowd Hill Green Estate. Visit website surveymonkey.co.uk/r/Crowd Hill Green Play Area. The closing date is the 18th of March.
Firm appointed for Memorial Hall study. A consultancy firm has been appointed to carry out a feasibility study on future plans for Bishopstoke Memorial Hall. Kendall Kingscott will be running the consultation that will give local people a chance to submit their views on what this community facility on Riverside could deliver in the future. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7pm 27th of March, and 26th June Methodist Church, Sedwick Road and Bishopstoke. Dates and times and venues are subject to change. For more information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact Andy Thompson, Local Area Manager on 02380 688357, email andrew.thompson@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Hedge End, West End and Botley. New signage at Itchen Valley Country Park. New signage has been installed as part of works to upgrade Itchen Valley Country Park. This includes redwood welcome signs, which were created by Richard Austin, who's also responsible for the wood carving in Shafford Meadows Hedge End. HEYCA refurbished. The old school building in St John's Road, known locally as HEYCA, after the Hedge End Youth and Community Association, has been undergoing a refurbishment, including repairs to the roof and drainage improvements. The owners of the building, Hedge End Town Council, have funded the repairs, and the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee has also contributed to the project. New roof for Wildon Leisure Centre. Hedge End residents gave their views on the proposed new roof structure for the pool at Wildon Leisure Centre. If approved, the project will replace the existing roof with an entirely new structure and also provide a new poolside seating space with around 60 seats and viewing area. New artwork for the pavilions. New artwork will form the centrepiece to the pavilions housing scheme, drawing on the Botley Road site's fascinating history. Formerly Moor Green Hospital, the imposing Victorian building at the heart of the development was originally built as the area's workhouse. A sculpture resting on a plinth has been commissioned for the knot garden within the development. The sculpture is an endless knot representing the continued use of the historic site. The plinth will carry panels depicting activities which took place on site throughout its history. The artist, Tim Ward, presented his work to the parish council and also worked with St James's School to develop work which should be in place in time for summer.
New bypass for Sunday's Hill. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Bruce Tennant, officially opened the Sunday's Hill bypass linking Heath House Lane and King's Cotts Avenue to Junction 8 of the M27. The new road is 1.2 kilometres in length and includes a major new road bridge which forms part of a programme of over £24 million of investments into the local area as part of the planning agreement for Borley Green. It has been designed to support local wildlife and allows the nearby watercourse to flow naturally without the need of culverting. The 1,400 home development is a joint project between national house builders Bovis Homes, Linden Homes and Bloor Homes. Dowd's Farm Play Area. The revamped Dowd's Farm Play Area is improving very popular with local children and has received positive feedback from parents. It was designed to encourage fun, accessible and challenging play, allowing youngsters to direct their energies in a safe and constructive way. The aerial runway is particularly popular. There is also additional seating, picnic tables and new bins. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m, the 10th of June, 2000 Centre, Hedge End. Date, times and venues are subject to change. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB. Or contact Julia Burt, Local Area Manager, on 023 8068 8437 or email julia.burt, spelt B-I-R-T, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Burthedon, Hamble Rice and Hound. Hamble Sports Complex, following the allocation of £125,000 from the Local Area Committee, LAC, towards improvements at Hamble Sports Complex, Hampshire County Council and their partner Everyone Active opened the refurbished gym in February. The facility now boasts an 80-station gym with state-of-the-art equipment, with the committee looking to promote healthy lifestyles and youth activities in the peninsula. They were delighted to support this work. Why not take advantage of this fantastic new gym? See website everyoneactive.com/centre/hamble-sports-complex or call 02382 352508. For more information. Mercury Hub now available to hire. The new Mercury Library and Community Hub in High Street, Hamble, is now available for public hire. For bookings, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/the Mercury, one word. The Mercury is already the location for the following services: Citizens Advice Bureau, first Wednesday of the month, 10 to 12:30, and Barclays Digital Skills, second Wednesday of the month, 1 to 4. The library element is still being finalised, but it should be open later in the spring. Hamble Parish Council has been very busy training volunteers who will look after the library on a day-to-day basis. The new facility has been named after the training ship T.S. Mercury that was both a school and training ship moored in the Hamble River between 1885 and 1968. The view becomes Netley Nibbles. The popular View Cafe in Netley has changed operator and changed its name. It is now Netley Nibbles. Since the withdrawal of the previous tenant, the LAC has been working with the Growfest charity to take over the building. Growfest are running it as a community service supporting local priorities such as youth services. Netley Nibbles will be supported by the Grow Project Day Service, whose members have a learning disability, as part of their work experience programmes. The LAC allocated £5,000 to support the reopening of this valued local amenity. For more information, visit website netleynibbles.co.uk.
Projects funded. The LAC allocates money from developers to fund projects to improve neighbourhoods in the LAC area. Recent allocations include £12,000 to improve the Woodlands Way play area, £16,500 to improve the Long Lane Recreation Ground play area, £3,000 to create healthy walking routes at Long Lane Recreation Ground, £3,500 for healthy walking routes at Pylons Wood open space, and £5,500 to provide a new heating system for Netley Sea Scouts. Seagulls win Coronation Parade competition. Seagulls will be appearing at Hamble's Coronation Parade as improvement works near completion. Bespoke, artist-designed railings depicting seagulls in flight are being installed as part of the improvement scheme that includes new paving, trees and parking arrangements. The railings were designed following consultation with local residents and businesses. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Burselton, Hamble the Rice and Hound at 6 p.m. on the 28th of March and the 13th of June at Hamble Primary School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. And for more information, visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact Matt Blythe, Local Area Manager, on 023-8068-8311 or email matthew.blythe@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury. Hiltonbury Lakes to be restored. Following the completion of a recent management study, the council is allocating £250,000 for a restoration project at Hiltonbury Lakes. The project will help to improve water flows in the lake and removal of non-native vegetation, together with improvements to footpaths and signage. The funding will consist of £125,000 from New Homes Bonus to match contributions made by developers of local housing sites to be used for improvements in the community. Young music makers win funding. Young musicians have won a grant from the LAC to buy instruments and get tuition with a view to forming a band. The application was made by Solent Youth Action, following a request from members of a youth group for people with learning disabilities. The group meets in Chandler's Ford. Traffic studies. As part of a push to promote traffic flow and road safety, residents and motorists in two locations will benefit from traffic studies during the coming year. The locations to be reviewed are the North Millardale Estate and the Shaftesbury Avenue Keeble Road area. Information arising from the studies will be considered at a future meeting of the Chandlers Ford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee. Watch your neighbourhood. Chandlers Ford remains one of the most active neighbourhood watch areas in the county. Residents will notice a smarter look to their monitoring efforts, with new signs being installed across the Chandlers Ford and Hiltonbury area.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Chandlers Ford and Hiltonbury, 7pm, 13th of March and 19th of June at the Dovetail Centre. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact Min Partner, Local Area Manager on 02380 688439. Email min.partner@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Eastleigh's War Memorial recognised by English Heritage. The importance of Eastleigh's Town Centre War Memorial has been recognised by being listed by English Heritage. The distinctive figure of the Angel of Mons, which was recently supplemented with a pair of granite monoliths carrying the names of people of Eastleigh Parish who were killed during the First and Second World Wars, has received a Grade 2 listing from the body which is responsible for the protection of historic buildings. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee, LAC, last year agreed £35,000 funding for the works to transform the Lee Road Recreation Ground Memorial, which was the focus of the Remembrance Sunday wreath-laying ceremony on the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day. Young people petition for play area. A petition presented by a group of youngsters from Campbell Road has prompted the LAC to secure funding and commission designs to improve the play area at the end of the road. After a public consultation in December, the winning design was agreed by local residents. Vita Play, a local firm based in Winchester, has won the contract for the works that will get underway this spring. Hardmore Sports Ground. Work on new sports facilities at Hardmore Sports Ground got underway in January. The £1 million development will improve the facilities for local cricket, archery and football users, with the construction of a two-changing room, sports pavilion and indoor archery range, as well as improved pedestrian and vehicle access to the site, which will relieve pressure on parking at peak periods. The development is being delivered as part of the North Stoneham Park housing development and the related commitment to replace and improve local sports facilities. It is expected to be completed by the end of the summer.
Parking and a garden for Market Street. More residents' parking and a new community garden will replace a disused play area and a multi-use games area, MUGA, in the town centre. Concerns about antisocial behaviour prompted a feasibility study to find the best option for their replacement. Local residents said they wanted more permit parking as their most favoured option, and this will be delivered along with a community garden inside the MUGA compound. A new MUGA and rock climbing wall is being built on nearby Grantham Green, ready for the spring. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Eastleigh at 7 o'clock, the 11th of June, Eastleigh House. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact Guy Riddock, Area Manager, on 023 8068 3369. Email guy.riddoch, spelt RIDDOCH, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Give us your views. If you live in the borough of Eastleigh, please take a few moments to complete our residents survey by visiting website eastleigh.gov.uk/resident survey. Your views are important to us and will help inform our services. Thank you for your time. If you would like a paper copy of the survey, please contact 02380 688136. Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 02380 688000. Twitter at Eastleigh BC. Facebook Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/newsletter. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for spring 2019 and was presented to you by Bev, Jenny, Joyce and Susie, our engineer. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from...
From Bev.
From Jenny.
From Joyce. And Susie, our engineer.
Bye-bye.